Leslie's got a point. Leslie Ann has a point. What's on your mind, Leslie Ann?
Yes, good morning, Frank. I was shopping in Tesco's this morning, and I was going to get my granddaughter a little magazine on the magazine rack for the... She's 5-year-old, and I generally buy a magazine when I'm doing my shopping. And one magazine in particular, which was sitting out right out in the middle of the row of magazines. Now, we're talking about magazines from CBeebies, magazines right up from toddler size, right up. This magazine, can I name the magazine?
Surely, surely.
A magazine called Top Model. It was actually the name that attracted my eye first because I'd never seen it before. Lifted it and thought, that's a great wee magazine for girls. It was for gear for the makeup and all the things that girls love doing from sort of 5 years up. Proceeded to flick through the magazine, got to page 32, 33, and the young girl in the story was in bed with her boyfriend. So I was actually quite shocked when I seen it. So I went and asked one of the girls to bring the manager along, and he came along, and I asked him, I says, this is obviously a new magazine for young children. And I said, before you look at the magazine, what age group do you think it's applicable to? And he looked at the magazine, flicked through the first few pages, probably says from about 4-year-old up. And I said, well, it doesn't say the age on the magazine front, back, or front cover or back cover as to what age group it's applicable to. And I says, now turn to page 33. And he was quite shocked when he seen it. And he's going to contact whoever supplies the magazines, and he lifted them all off the shelf and took them away with him.
Yeah,
but I think your viewers really need to know, because children get their pocket money and head off and buy a magazine or whatever, and parents, you know, you take it for granted that people are in control of these things, but that magazine is totally inappropriate for young girls.
I'm just looking now that you've given me Top Model, and I've put it in here on my phone, and I'm looking at some of the magazine covers, and it, you know, it is very innocent looking. There's no question about it. It does,
and it talks about young girls' wedding. This particular magazine talks about their wedding, and I thought, well, that's, you know, it's obviously getting young girls to think about their future and appropriately how they behave. But I wasn't expecting what I seen in page 33.
Just to
not
let
for
you,
children that age.
Yeah, just describe in a family way page 33 to me, because I'm looking at the front covers, and they all seem to be like, not cartoon kids, but they seem to be, they're not real people that are on the front of the, they're like some sort of super generated.
Yes, the whole magazine, the stories in the magazine are done like that, like cartoon characters. But the young girl is in bed with her boyfriend. She's now in a relationship. It talks about her now being in a relationship with her boyfriend. And she's in bed with him on page 33.
And what age is the young girl in the magazine, in the story? Is she like 16 or is she 26?
It doesn't say. But the magazine is actually on the aisle for toddler group up.
Oh, yeah. So it's like...
It's actually sitting out and it's advertising itself the way they advertise a new magazine. They have it pushed up front, so you actually see it. It caught my eye walking down the aisle.
There's no doubt. If it's in there with CBeebies and all the wee knickknacks that you associate,
yeah,
Twinkle and all that sort of stuff, it's uncomfortable reading for a parent if the child is looking at a couple who are in bed together and the child is only 5 or 6 years of age.
But this isn't a couple, Frank. This is a young girl. This is a young girl. The story is about this young girl in the magazine.
Yeah, but she's in bed with her boyfriend, isn't she?
Yes, but what age is she? This magazine's geared for young children.
Yes, and that's why I'm saying it would be uncomfortable reading for a parent who would see a 5 or 6-year-old looking at a young couple in bed together. You wouldn't expect it in Twinkle magazine or CBeebies magazine, and Top Model magazine has been marketed alongside those.
I was really shocked when I seen it, and it's totally inappropriate for that age group of magazine. Totally inappropriate.
The one thing I would say in defence of the magazine, they don't say what age it is appropriate for. So maybe it was just sitting on the wrong shelf.
No, I don't agree with that at all, because the manager picked it up and he said from 4-year-old up. And I picked it up and I looked at it. I picked it up for my 5-year-old granddaughter. And I flicked through, and actually was going to buy it, and just happened to flick through, and the page opened up. And I thought, no, that's not appropriate. Young girl in bed with her boyfriend. You know, the age of consent in this country, as far as I know, is 16. So that magazine should have been on an aisle appropriate for 16-year-olds.
Yeah, but see, your analysis on it, I'm not going to pass judgment on what age youngsters should see couples in bed together in a story. 16, got a feeling that 16 would be a bit high for reading about couples going into a bed together, but 5 is way too low. But it's a good debate, Leslie Ann. It is a good debate as to, you know, what age is appropriate for youngsters reading about couples going to bed together. It's very strict in relation to television, but you know, you see people in bed together, the likes of Coronation Street, but you don't see them doing anything in the bed together, like you would after 9 o'clock.
Yes, but my point is with the children coming up, young children, they're at school, they talk about their boyfriend and their girlfriend, and then they buy this magazine and they see this young girl in bed with her boyfriend. You know, it's not a magazine. Like, I wouldn't want my 5-year-old granddaughter reading Red magazine, for instance, or Vogue, or some of those magazines. There's young girls now from 5 year right up, especially some 2 cousins of mine who are 8 and 9, are very mature for their age, and they could read that book quite well. And I don't think it's appropriate, and I don't think it should be on a shelf for children from 4 year old up.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree, and the manager of the store agreed as well, because he removed them when he saw the picture.
Well, he lifted them and took them away with him.
You should write to the publisher of Top Model magazine just to see what sort of reply you get. I'm sure they'd be really keen to hear from you.
No, it's not the thing that you expect from a child's magazine. I certainly don't anyway. I've been buying, I'm the mum of 5 and have a wee granddaughter, a 5-year-old now, and my youngest 21, and I'm sure if they seen it, they would not agree with it either.
Yeah, and I think most parents who are listening would be in tandem with you on this, Leslie. By the way, we've contacted Top Model magazine there in the last few minutes, and we're waiting on a reply from them. Leslie Ann, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Just be careful what your children at 5 or 6 years of age may be reading. Of course, if they get a hold of a mobile phone and they go online, well, you know, they'll be shocked beyond belief, but you can control that. You can control that, and you know that. You know, if you hand them a mobile phone and they go online, they will see what they shouldn't be seeing. You'd like to think if they were buying a little magazine in beside Twinkle and CBeebies or whatever it's called Top Model, that it would be age appropriate. And if you have a couple who are in bed together, you know, I think that most, what's the best way to put this without getting myself into some form of trouble from the Liberals? But I think the most balanced of people, is the word I'm looking for, would agree with Leslie Ann. There'll be some listening who'll be saying, oh, for goodness sake, of course your children should know exactly what goes on in the bedroom. But at 5 years of age, they should be able to read a magazine, draw, cut things out, have laughs, tell wee jokes, you know, giggle, get makeup tips or whatever they want to do for putting on lipstick, you know, all that sort of stuff that we girls and some wee boys love. But to see people, you know, having some form of relationship in a bed at 5 years of age is hardly the way to go. Have I offended anyone by saying that? Do let us know.